Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, Andrew Windsor, formerly Prince Andrew, he's having a rough go of it lately.
He's schlepping it with the commoners in his non-free palace.
Story here from CBS News. Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. I mean, could anything say I'm a snobby royal like a middle name of Mountbatten?
Pretty sure we call him Andy now, but go ahead.
Andy Windsor.
A family name and an actual person.
Correct.
Formerly known as Prince Andrew, Duke of York, appears set to be stripped of his last honorary military title as the British royals continue their efforts to distance themselves from King Charles's younger brother over his links to the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
Mm-hmm.
Quoting here from the defense secretary over there, John Healy, "We've seen Andrew surrender the military positions that he'd had, and we're looking now at the one remaining position that he has, which is the honorary vice admiral position, and we've got a process underway for that." In a separate interview on the same subject with CBS News, partner BBC News, the defense chief said, quote, "It's a move the king has indicated we should take." Good.
Yeah.
You're a pedo worthless piece of...
I don't know what how he lives out his days. I don't.
I don't know how he lives.
He's not going to have any official job duties. He's not... I don't know what he does from here. Just go away.
Just gets old, drinks a lot of coffee, and dies someday.
Did you see this headline today from the New York Post? The mystery has deepened over the Special Forces soldier who blew up that Cybertruck outside of the hotel in Vegas. Remember this a couple months ago?
Was this the one that was on Christmas Day?
Listen to this. The mystery over why an Army Special Forces soldier detonated a Cybertruck outside of a hotel on New Year's Day.
New Year's Day.
Has only deepened with the final investigative report released by authorities today. The 70-page Las Vegas Metropolitan Police post-crime dossier confirmed that Matthew Livelsberger, a 37-year-old active member of the Green Berets, left a manifesto on his phone. Although, guess what? The Department of War has deemed it classified and will not release it.
Why?
Livelsberger, known in the Army as, quote, Rambo-type patriot, loaded up the rented truck with fireworks, gas tanks, camping fuel, before detonating it outside of the lobby and taking his own life. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The blast injured six at the hotel. Despite the War Department's decision to keep his manifesto under wraps, the Vegas report references several clues about his motives. He left behind a note claiming the attack was not terror-related, but a way for the soldier to, quote, cleanse his mind while blasting the feckless leadership of a United States that is, quote, near collapse. And this is not political. This happened outside of the hotel that happens to bear the president's name. Mm-hmm. This now deceased soldier was purportedly a supporter of this administration.
Weird.
Again, this is not a terror attack. It is a wake-up call, he wrote. Americans only pay attention to spectacles and violence. What better way to get my point across than a stunt with fireworks and explosives?
And the Defense Department is keeping things under wraps.
Everything is going to be under wraps. In fact, one of the notes was sent to Sean Bryan, a former Navy SEAL and CIA contractor. That has not been released in its entirety either. If you were so good and so smart that you are at the level of elite Navy SEAL and you wanted to get your message across because the United States is in near collapse, why do it in a way that you would have to know would end up being classified?
Typically, if you're a Navy SEAL, you try to write a book.
Right.
There's but even that would have to go through the editing process at the federal government.
A couple of them didn't with the Bin Laden raid.
Yes, they did.
He served in the Army since 2006 and Afghanistan since 2009. He was on leave from assignment in Germany at the time.
Story here from the New York Post. Beating yourself up for sitting out Sunday's New York City Marathon? Do not. Your body may actually be thanking you. From blistered feet and aching joints to a churning stomach and battered muscles, the iconic 26.2-mile race can wreck far more than just your ego. That is true.
It sounds like an assignment given to a reporter. Hey, go write a story about the marathon. Okay.
Dan, stop it. A 2024 study of more than 1,000 New York City marathon runners found that nearly 40% claimed that they were injured in some capacity or another during the race. 40%.
Oh, yeah. It's not good for your body to do that.
Many of these injuries stem from overuse or training errors, according to somebody who runs a lot, I guess. Plantar fasciitis injuries are very prevalent post-marathon.
Oof.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some of the other things that you can get, tiny hairline cracks in your feet and leg bones, Achilles heel tendon injuries.
And generally just be exhausted and miserable.
Here's one that my brother got.
None of them look happy.
Nipple injuries.
Here's one that my brother got. Bleeding nipples.
Yes. Is that on the list?
Yes.
That's what Band-Aids are for.
No.
No, that's what Vaseline is for.
I would never do anything with it. Well, except breastfeeding that would cause that.
So my brother ran the Wichita Marathon, I don't know, 10 years ago.
He's never been the same.
Never been the same. And I don't mean on a mental level. I mean on a physical level.
No, I mean both.
Maybe.
Hey, I want to take a moment, seriously, to just note the passing of an American icon and a national treasure.
Who died?
88-year-old Dwayne Roberts has died in these United States. And though you may not know his name, we can all take a moment and acknowledge his accomplishment, because Dwayne Roberts was the entrepreneur who gifted us with the world's first frozen burrito.
Oh, may God rest his soul.
His widow, Kelly Roberts, said he passed away peacefully in his sleep on Saturday while surrounded by family. I feel so blessed to have shared 35 wonderful years of marriage with Dwayne, she wrote on Facebook. Together, we built a beautiful life working side by side. Mm-hmm. All of the things that they say then about the grandchildren and all of those things, but let's get to the real meat of what we're talking about here. In 1956, Roberts created the first frozen burrito. It turned the Mexican food staple into a mass market item that could be stored, shipped, and sold nationwide.
Cleaning bowels worldwide.
And for that, sir, we salute you. The product helped transform the frozen food industry.
And your gut.
And introduced a now ubiquitous item to grocery store aisles. Though Roberts never patented the idea, his innovation made him a fortune as Butcher Boy grew to generate $80 million in annual sales, producing more than 1 million burritos a day.
A day?
A day.
Have we figured out how to microwave them so it's actually cooked all the way through and not scalding hot on one end and then frozen
on the inside and lava hot on the outside?
Guys, we've buried the lead before we bury Mr. Dwayne. If his company alone, and let's just, for the sake of the argument, they're the only frozen burrito manufacturing company in America, which they are not. If they're making 1 million a day, it's because Americans are eating at least 1 million a day.
Because, Scott, it's one of the only foods, think about it, then you can buy that as a single wrapped delightful experience in the frozen food aisle. Like, if you go to buy most frozen things, come in bulk, except like a pizza.
Even a Hot Pocket comes in a box of two.
The burrito is the single serve glorious invention that you can still buy just on its own, because you want to go home, put something in the microwave, and boom, it's done.
And it is also the only food that you can buy where you can eat it and see it in less than an hour.
Dwayne Roberts, we salute
you. You need to have your gastrointestinal system checked.
Charmin salutes you.
Charmin.
Would we even know what a bidet was if it wasn't for the frozen burrito?
No.
The answer is no.
No, we would not. Well, may God rest his soul and his colon. Lily Allen says her OnlyFans followers most often request pictures of her feet.
Ew!
In socks. Sometimes dirty, sometimes clean.
Gross.
Or they ask to choose the color of her toenail polish. The British singer started an account on the smut steaming site last year after realizing that others online were cashing in on her feet and deciding that she would rather have the
cash. How does one realize others online are cashing in on your feet?
A picture gets shared.
Gross.
Hey, is this your feet? Are these your feet?
In an interview with Interview Magazine, Allen revealed what her foot fiend followers usually crave. Quote, they want dirty soles, white socks, like schoolgirl socks or ankle socks. Some want them clean, some want them dirty. White socks, stepping in food. Some want toe spreading.
Gross! Why? Gross! How much does she make? Cut to the chase.
It doesn't say.
I want to know.
In the story
I'll
here.
I'll sell my feet tomorrow.
It doesn't.
You want dirty socks? All I have is dirty socks.
Some of her followers have asked to watch her rub oil on her feet.
Weirdos.
It's a thing. It's a real thing.
Gross.
Others want to watch her paint her toenails. Some request white. Some request red.
I don't have time.
Dana, you could hit 10 grand a month pretty quickly.
I'm in.
Yep.
I'm in. I will start selling my feet.
But you gotta stick to it. You gotta treat it like a business.
Yeah. Okay. I'm in.
If you want that kind of return, it's got to be handled like an actual business.
So if I shower, the fetish is they don't want them clean.
No. Some of them do.
Oh, some of them do.
Some of them want
dirt on the soles.
Dirty soles.
Okay.
S-O-L-E-S.
I don't have to talk with any of them or interact with any of them, do I?
Well, I mean, you have to collect their money and then do what they ask within reason.
This is so weird.
How long have you been on the planet?
I know, but it's
the
just
planet's
that's just
weird.
It's odd. It's different. It's a fetish.
Listen.
I want the fetish where someone wants to watch me eat a frozen burrito. Make like $50,000 a month doing it.
If they're not hurting me or my kids.
Let them do it.
Or anybody that I care about.
Yeah.
Then I don't care.
Me either.
If all you're doing is sending somebody $50 so they'll show you their feet in socks.
College ain't going to pay for itself.
You know, you do you, buddy. You're crazy. You're weird. But you do you. 913-586-7798.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So Thursday night, I'm going to tell you, it's already a run, do not walk. Just based on the trailer, Scott, you should run, do not walk.
I will, I promise.
Nuremberg. Starring Russell Crowe. And not just Russell Crowe. My goodness, Michael Shannon.
Is this in theaters plays, or on Netflix?
And then who was the guy who played Freddie Mercury in...
I don't remember his name.
Oh, you know who that is. It'll come to me. Anyway, as the prosecutor. You just now might start seeing the trailer for this, but it opens Thursday at the AMC theaters.
So it's in theaters first. Okay.
Yes. And the performances are...
Rami Malek.
Rami Malek. The performance ratings are off the chart for the actors who are in it. So this has something to do with the FDR post-war prosecution of the Nazi high command. Okay?
It took place in the late 1940s.
Yes. And in one of the scenes, and we're going to try to play the trailer, the prosecutor is basically told, "You, we have one shot to get this right, to get a conviction." And Russell Crowe's character reminds me of Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men, where he just looks like the angry, defiant Nazi soldier that he was, who refuses to say he's less than the man putting him on trial.
Justice Jackson?
They captured Hermann Göring alive.
What are they going to do with him?
You are standing inside a secret military prison. It houses what's left of the Nazi high command.
See? Hey! Never do that in my prison again.
The governments of Russia, France, Great Britain, and our United States will put these men on trial for their lives.
It can't be done. There's no international law to base the charges on.
The world needs to know what these men did.
Dr. Kelly, Central Command thinks you're some kind of hotshot head shrinker. You will inspect and ensure the prisoner's mental health. The one you'll have to watch the closest is Göring.
He was appointed Hitler's successor in 1939 and is the highest ranking German military officer of all time.
He's highly intelligent.
Charming and a narcissist.
I am going to escape the hangman's noose.
Very sure of yourself.
No man has ever beaten me.
You want to know why it happened here? Because people let it happen.
Anything less than total victory will be considered utter defeat. You have to be flawless.
I'm going to put Hermann Göring on the stand, and I'm going to make him tell the world what he did.
That's Michael Shannon.
Are you going to defend yourself?
What would you have me say?
About the truth, for once.
I am a prisoner because you won and we lost.
Not because you are morally superior.
I know more about this man than anyone else on the planet.
Man, it looks good.
God, it looks good. The trials were held in Nuremberg, of course, between 1945 and 1949 by an international military group of American, British, French, and Soviet judges and prosecutors to punish those war criminals of the Nazi regime.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot wait to see that movie.
I'm surprised. I'll have to go back and look at some pictures of Hermann Göring later tonight. Russell Crowe in this movie has gained a significant amount of
weight.
Yes,
he has.
I don't recall Hermann Göring being overweight.
Well,
maybe later in life, after the fall.
Have you read about him specifically?
I've read about all of them.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be, if I'm not mistaken, Hitler's successor.
22 of the 22 defendants in the first trial, 19 were found guilty, 3 were acquitted, and 1 died by suicide before the trial concluded. The 19 convicted got punishments ranging from imprisonment to death.
So here's Hermann Göring at the Nuremberg trials.
He's got a little belly on him.
He's got a little bit, but not as much as Russell Crowe has in the movie.
That's your takeaway from the trailer of the movie I want you to see?
I remember when I saw Russell Crowe, I'm like, he wasn't that fat. But, yes, okay. No, he was, Göring was Hitler's right-hand man. He was in charge of the Luftwaffe, which is the Air Force during World War II. And if I'm to repeat myself, if I'm not mistaken, if something were to happen to Hitler, he was supposed to take command.
He is an angry, evil, narcissistic SOB.
He was there from the very beginning in the Munich beer hall speech, if I remember correctly. And he bought into Hitler's Nazi propaganda like no other member, maybe second only to Goebbels.
The movie is based loosely on the book, The Nazi and the Psychiatrist. Have you read that?
Mm-mm.
The book is called The Nazi and the Psychiatrist. It is a book by journalist Jack L. High about Hermann Göring and the young army psychiatrist tasked with determining the mental competence of the accused German slated to stand trial at Nuremberg.
Hmm. Well, it looks fascinating. And, man, I cannot wait to see that this weekend. Already got my plans now.
There you go.
He died in October of 1946. I'm assuming he was hanged.
I hope a painful death, yes.
Let me see how he died.
Don't spoil it. Don't look it up.
Well, it's history. How can you spoil history?
Because I accidentally read something I wished I had not. Just go see it.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you if he was found guilty, and I'm not going to tell you if he died by hanging.
I hope it hurt.
Mm-hmm.
He died.
All right. Quick break. Hey, if you missed a segment, be sure to check out the Dana Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Shout out to our buddy John Grayson, who is listening online as we speak.
Yay.
Out east. He's a very happy man today. His Buffalo Bills defeated the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday.
We watched.
Not what we had planned. Story here from NBC News. As the government shutdown nears its second month, it's actually in its second month, airports across the country are feeling its impact with flight delays piling up because of staffing shortages. I was watching one of the cable news channels today, and they had the president of the union that represents air traffic controllers.
Yeah.
And he said, as of this week, they were able to kind of talk everybody down from the ledge, if you will. But he said, starting this week, we are getting not just new recruits, but seasoned air traffic controllers are turning in their resignations this week.
They're not going to do it anymore.
They've started turning in their resignations. In Houston earlier today, because of the TSA, which is also federally funded, they were warning of three-hour security checkpoint waits.
Good God.
3 hours at the International Airport in Houston.
And we're only marching toward the busiest
travel
season of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Story continues from NBC News. This weekend saw the most difficult travel conditions yet at dozens of American airports amid the shutdown, with lines of frustrated travelers appearing endless. More than 5,000 flights traveling from and to U.S. airports were delayed on Sunday alone, and the TSA said it screened nearly 2.7 million people around the country. That's almost one out of 100 people. Air traffic controllers, who are relied on to coordinate aircraft within the, we know what they do, have been working without pay. Transportation Secretary Duffy, said he wants them to return to work, adding that those who do not will receive a disappointing paycheck at the end of the week. They're not receiving any paycheck.
Here's the other deal. The shortages for those who are staying and working for free, they are stressed. Oh. They are overworked.
Mm-hmm.
They're not getting paid, can you imagine? And the bank doesn't care. The bank that holds your mortgage does not care that you're not getting paid, right? According to a Delta spokesperson, Delta Flight 263 from Paris to New York was diverted to Boston due to weather conditions. While preparing to land around 4:15 yesterday, the Federal Aviation Administration says the Delta flight was ordered to execute a go-around due to a Cape Air flight clearing to take off from an intersecting runway. 300 up 3,000, Delta 263, you hear. That was close, said the Delta pilot. According to FlightAware.com, the Cape Air pilot responded, "Yeah, man, not cool." they came this close.
Mm-hmm.
No reports of any injuries. Customers deplaned normally. This is quoting here from John Nance, an aviation expert. This is a, quote, loss of separation. And this loss of separation shows you how much pressure the controllers are under. This was a mistake, not a near miss. Half a mile separation between the two aircraft.
See, I'm with Sam on this. It's not a near miss. It's a near collision.
Correct.
The wording that they use is wrong. It was a miss. Thank God.
Thank God.
It was a near collision. By the way, I will point out, we had fall back over the weekend. It is 5:40 in the afternoon.
And if
you will look outside, it is pitch dark.
You know what we decided we're going to start doing? Like starting now. We're going to start leaving work. And instead of just going home and curling up on the couch, because while we've been watching a lot of baseball, having a glass of wine, my favorite thing to do in the fall, baseball is now over. Mm-hmm. We are going to start going to the gym after work and just walking. Even if we just walk. Because
after a glass of wine?
No, the glass of wine will come after the walk.
Okay.
Because if I don't, I will crash into that seasonal affective disorder so quickly.
This is why you need a dog. You'll go walking.
Right?
You'll go walking every morning.
Right?
I walked Lizzie this morning.
I mean, I think that's one of several reasons why.
And then we go outside, we throw balls.
Yes, it's good for the soul. It's good for your heart.
By the way, dogs can see in the dark.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Her ball is dark green, almost the color of the grass. Like,
well, they can smell up to, what is it, 1,000 times what we smell, or 100,000 times?
I think it's 500 times. But the ball, this is why I know dogs are colorblind, or at least partially colorblind. She was standing right next to that ball in the grass and didn't know where it was. It was only when she saw the shape that she realizes, sure, oh, that's my ball. But over the weekend, I think it was Friday night, you know, the kids are done trick-or-treating. Man, we had a ton of kids this year at the house.
Good.
I was very happy. And it was dark, but she was jonesing to get outside with that meth ball. And I'm like, it's dark, honey. And she said she didn't care.
Right.
And so we go out back, and I'm throwing that ball off the back deck, and she's finding it. They
yes,
can see in the
dogs
dark.
Dogs can see in low light conditions better than humans, but cannot see in complete total darkness, which you guys have lights out there, and there's lights around.
Yeah.
That is because their eyes have a higher concentration of light-sensitive rods, larger pupils to let in more light, and a reflective layer called something I cannot pronounce that enhances vision in dim light.
Okay. Somebody on the text line says, air traffic controllers should stop working. Let them cancel the flights. It's the only way to get this resolved.
That's a great point. If they all walked off, the economy would come collapsing down.
Does anybody remember the last time air traffic controllers walked off the job?
No, but I remember the airplanes all stopped 9/11.
I believe it was in 1981 when I don't know the reason. I think it was over a pay dispute. And air traffic controllers walked off the job. Correct me if I'm wrong, historians. I believe Ronald Reagan fired every single one.
Well, that was over a pay dispute. They are now going to work with no pay. How long would most of you listening, whatever it is you do for a living, how long would you just keep working with no pay before you said, look, the bank is knocking at my door. I still have bills to pay. I'm going to find something else to do. You can take this job and shove it. I've probably wanted to say that for the last 3 years. I've been hanging on by a thread because of my pension. I'm out.
Well, I think honestly, it depends on where you work in the country. And I know there's probably a different pay scale if you're an ATC in New York as opposed to Oklahoma City, right? But, you know.
Could you get a job in private air traffic control, like a private airport?
Well, but I'm sure you could. Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I know for a fact. Well, I don't know for a fact, but I know on decent authority that there is not an air traffic control tower at the airport that Maya flies in and out of. It's called Skyhaven. It's in Warrensburg. Sure. It's a small academic airport for the most part, but they just talk to each other when they get up in the air. You know, hey,
hey, Bob,
I'm flight 778. Yeah, it's Maya. The sky's clear.
Right.
I mean, even the big ones up at 33,000 feet, they get out of the way.
My point is, I guess, how long do you go without pay before you just say, this isn't worth it? I'm leaving. You all figure it out. And I will go find something else to do because, Scott, you think about all of the jobs in a, quote, high-stress environment that those skills would translate to. Mm-hmm. Like the hiring manager across the desk from Name Your Company, how well do you work under pressure?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I was an air traffic controller. There's nothing you can throw at me that's going to be that.
I'm pretty good. It is, some have argued, the most stressful job in America.
Right. That's what I'm saying. They could go get a job almost anywhere else.
This is why I go back, and I'll repeat something I said last week. When this shutdown is over, and it will end at some point, it has to, and once they release the Epstein files, they need to pass a bill immediately, that super crazy essential workers, i.e. air traffic controllers, the military, the FBI, and the CIA, all of which are going without pay currently, are paid during a government shutdown. And the only people who don't get paid is the president and every single member of Congress.
No one there should be getting paid. No. And the fact that they are is infuriating.
A great line that I heard on the news this morning. Air traffic controllers are going to work and not getting paid. Members of Congress are getting paid for not going to work.
Great point.
I mean, if you're a member of Congress and you are cashing that check every 2 weeks or however, you should be ashamed of yourself. And I don't care which party you're in. I don't care. There is no excuse for you getting a paycheck and air traffic controllers having to wonder if they can even afford the gas to get to work. And members of the military, don't even get me started. How they're working to protect you and not getting paid is a crime. I'm off my soapbox. 913-586-7798. So this story cleared on the Fox 4 website 36 minutes ago, and it is already their number one trending story. The Kansas City Royals are now asking fans for feedback on the club's next home, the team, game day experience, and much more. The survey, which will only be emailed to certain fans.
That's what they did last time.
Certain fans includes potential sites for a new ballpark and surrounding development downtown, in North Kansas City, mm-hmm. and in Overland Park.
Right. We're down to three. Wait, we've surveyed this thing to death. Have we not? Do they want a different answer?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm actually surprised that the Legends area was not included in the list of potential sites.
For baseball?
Yeah, there hasn't been a lot of talk about it, as you well know, and of the Kansas side site, the only one that's ever really been mentioned is at 119th and Knoll, the old Sprint campus.
Fox 4 asked if other fans can sign up for the survey. A spokesperson for the Royals said they are intentionally only asking for feedback from fans who, quote, have supported us the most.
Read that, season ticket holders.
Okay. I don't have a problem with asking.
Would you agree?
I don't have a problem with asking only season ticket holders. I don't. They got the most skin in the game.
That's right. And they're going to be the ones that, you know, no matter where they go, chances are they're going to go with them. But is it only season ticket holders or people who buy the 20-game package?
I don't know.
Or subscribe to FanDuel TV?
What about people who once threw out the first pitch and it was a strike? I'm not going to lie. It was.
It was a strike. I caught it.
I know. I think if you've thrown out a first pitch, you should be able to say where you want the stadium.
I've thrown out three first pitches. Should I get three votes?
No.
Oh.
Bragger.
And I've caught, well, I was the catcher.
For four.
No, for two.
Oh, for two.
I caught yours and I dropped Dr. Ricks.
Oh, you didn't tell me that. Did you drop it?
Yes, I did. I told you that it hit me right in the glove.
Oh.
Right in the glove and fell right out. I was like,
meh. Yeah. Oh, speaking of gloves. Congratulations to the Golden Glove winners. Oh, my gosh.
Bobby Witt
Jr.
And
Mikel.
Hang on.
Oh, my gosh.
I got it over here.
I always want to call him Michael, but it's Mikel. You know, I watched all of the games this year.
I had it over here.
Oh, my goodness. Seriously? Golden Gloves, Royals. I'm going to be so mad at myself when I see this because I love him.
Not enough.
Garcia. Yes, I do.
You don't love him enough that you learned his last name.
Mikel Garcia. Well, I just call him Mikel.
So anyway, the survey is out, and those who apparently support the team more than others get to vote on what they... Now, see, but it's not binding.
Oh, I know. They're just asking. They're fact-finding.
Where would you like us to go?
That is Witt Jr.'s second consecutive American League Gold Glove at shortstop. He was the first Royals player to win multiple Gold Gloves at that position.
He's awesome. CBS News, selling for nearly $1,000 a cup, a cafe in Dubai is offering the world's most expensive coffee.
No.
Brewed from Panamanian beans, sold at a premium price.
Is this the one where the cats poop it out and then you pay for that?
No. This is actually...
disgusting.
But what is that called?
The civet cat.
Dan, are you still here?
No, they poop it, you drink it.
Well, no, they poop it, they brew it, and then you drink it.
I don't care. I don't want poop involved in my coffee processing repertoire.
It's $980 a cup.
Good God.
The brew offers an experience of floral and fruity flavors reminiscent of tea.
Why would I want to pay $900 for a cup of coffee that tastes like tea?
By the way, coffee prices have surged in the United States, jumping 19% year to year.
Inflation.
19%.
It'll get
you. Year to year. Wow. The average retail price of 100% ground roast coffee reached a record high of $9.14 per pound in September.
Do you brew your own?
We do Keurig.
You do Keurig.
But no. Do I drive to a... Only if I'm meeting somebody for coffee. Like Coach Hodum and I are meeting for breakfast on Wednesday.
I'll have coffee there.
I'll have coffee there, of course. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. It is time to go, ladies and gentlemen.
Whose birthdays?
Birthdays today. Kendall Jenner is 30.
Don't care.
Roseanne Barr is 73.
Yeah.
Singer Adam Ant is 71.
Yeah.
And Dennis Miller is 72.
Wow.
Elizabeth Smart is 38.
God bless her.
Yeah.
38 years old.
All right, we got to run. Chris has been our producer today. Sam returns tomorrow. My good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, back tomorrow at 2:00. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.